Are you zoomed out? For the last year and a half, so many of us have had to video conference for work or school or just to connect. It can be uncomfortable to stare at your own image for hours on end while simultaneously talking to others. And that strange experience is having an impact on our mental health. 19-year-old Freya Finney spoke with NBC's The Today Show about how all this zooming has hurt her self-esteem.
Before, when I looked at myself, it was always intentional, whether it be like looking in a mirror or like taking a selfie or something. But now I can see myself while I'm interacting with other people. So I got really hyperfixated on my face and the way that I look when I talk.
Our next guest has a name for that sensation, Zoom dysmorphia. And Dr. Shadi Karosh has been seeing more patients who suffer from it, so much so that she and a team of doctors have surveyed thousands just to see how prevalent Zoom dysmorphia really is. Dr. Karosh is an assistant professor of dermatology at Harvard Medical School and with the Department of Dermatology at Mass General in Boston. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Before we get into the findings of your survey, Zoom dysmorphia is not a medical diagnosis, but can you explain what it is?
Yes. So Zoom dysmorphia was more of a descriptive and educational term that we use to describe certain conditions of life and work in the pandemic that could give rise or trigger aspects of body dysmorphic disorder or aspects of a dysmorphic view of our own appearance.
You meet with patients as well as doing research. Can you share with us an example of someone who has come into your office with Zoom dysmorphia?
Yes, I think that I and many of my colleagues in the field of dermatology have noted various forms of this in the past year. For example, people coming in for concerns like wrinkles around the eyes, a lot of complaints about skin laxity around the lower face, like the jawline and neck sagging. And, you know, so in some cases, that could have to do with the position of the phone. Like sometimes people are holding their phone and looking down into it, and it's really accentuating the lower face and neck. And usually when they're having conversations with people in real life, they're not conversing at that angle, and they're certainly not looking at themselves at that angle.
You and your colleagues surveyed doctors and surgeons to examine the question of whether video conferencing during the pandemic was a contributor to this condition. What did the survey reveal?
Yes, the doctors who had reported that they had increased cosmetic consultations reported that over 85% of their patients cited video conferencing, you know, cited the concern of feeling that they look terrible on video conferencing as at least one of their reasons for seeking cosmetic consultation.
This leads you to believe that this problem may not actually be going away as more people venture out. Zoom dysmorphia might be something that we're seeing for a long time to come.
Well, I think that we noticed another phenomenon some years ago, which some of my colleagues termed Snapchat dysmorphia. And this is the idea where patients would come in with altered photographs of themselves, requesting to look like these altered images. And this was also, you know, problematic because some of these apps and filters can change the proportions of the face and head in ways that even the most advanced plastic surgery could not achieve. And with Snapchat dysmorphia, people knew that they were altering their appearance. But with Zoom dysmorphia, this seemed to be hitting a much wider range of the population in an unintentional way, that people didn't realize that the front-facing cameras on our devices actually alter our appearance. And so this is why when I explain the phenomenon of Zoom dysmorphia, I use the metaphor of looking at a funhouse mirror rather than a regular mirror.
Doctor, we've talked about how this is not going away. How can we help ourselves or others through these self-image issues? Is there actually a solution in the society that we live in today?
Yes, Tanya, I think that's a great question. And one would be to assess your technology and consider using high-resolution cameras for higher quality video and also assessing the lighting of the situation to sort of help neutralize the unflattering effects of the front-facing cameras. And then also to position the camera further away and then at eye level or slightly above eye level to, again, minimize the unflattering effects. And then beyond this, to take measures to protect our mental health. And that may be decisions like turning off the self view on Zoom or on the other video conferencing technologies, or turning off the front-facing camera where possible. And then also to really take measures for self-care. And then, you know, for people that, you know, really feel like they want a cosmetic intervention, then I think it's really important to make sure that we see someone with the appropriate credentials, a board-certified aesthetic doctor that really cares about achieving your goals and also your well-being as a patient is also an important way that we can take steps in a healthy way if we choose to move forward.
Dr. Shadi Kharosh is an assistant professor of dermatology at Harvard Medical School and director of community health in the Department of Dermatology at Mass General. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.